Good morning. It's 23rd of June. Our first reading for the day brings us to 1 Samuel chapter 2. I'm going to read to you from a new book. It's called Hannah, Handmaid of the Highest by Brother Roger Lewis. This section deals with Hannah and her song. I read. It was in that moment of offering her son, as she lent him to the Lord, that the greatness of Hannah was seen. Only her deepest commitment to the purpose of God saw her through the moment. Only her strongest conviction that his sovereign will was at work permitted her to complete her vow. That which had gone out of her lips she would keep and perform. She knew this principle well. It had been the secret of her inspiration for all that she had done, and she would not fail it now, for it was in the difficulty of the vow that its preciousness lay. No burnt offering can be offered without cost, but there would be few who would ever match the magnitude of Hannah's loan. She would pay her vow with all the voluntary joy that a freewill offering required. It was, on her part, an act of extraordinary faith. For despite the logic which told her that God would protect the child, the emotional price of this day in her life was enormous. She had every reason to feel a desperate sadness, a weeping of tears, as, committed but sorrowful, she felt the final, real cost of her vow. And yet, remarkably, her spirit was the very opposite. She gave the little Levite with a joy so fierce it was breathtaking in its intensity. How could she possibly be joyful on that day? But then this was Hannah, the handmaid of the Highest, the one who saw ahead to higher things, as her song was about to declare. There may have been others at Shiloh on that day, watching with curiosity as the woman brought the little child forward to stand with her before Eli. They may not have heard the passage of conversation between these two, but they did hear Hannah's voice rising in joy immediately after, for, gripped as she was by the transcendent importance of the moment, Hannah suddenly burst forth into prayer. In a paean of praise, she sang her song of thankfulness at the very moment of giving her child away. Yet so earnest was her focus, there was not a trace of lamentation or loss. Instead, there came an outpouring so steeped in biblical thinking, so devoid of personal vindication, so full of spiritual exaltation, that it was as if she had stepped into the holy place itself. At the point of her prayer, she crossed the threshold of the sanctuary and entered into fellowship with her God. Her song recognised the Lord and not herself as the primary force behind all these events. It was a revelation of Hannah's mind, for in spirit she lived in the presence of the Lord of hosts, being there to do his bidding and ready to fulfil his will. Here surely was the work of God, and this was the song of his handmaid. That song, as with other spirit-inspired utterances, saw ahead to speak of future things, but her words were embedded in the power of this present moment. Her prayer reflected what this occasion meant to her, and in that meaning, the significance of the future would be discovered. "My heart rejoiceth in the Lord," she began, and in these first words, so telling in their focus, she revealed herself. Even in her own rejoicing, Hannah was not concerned with personal recognition or private vindication. There was no trace of self at all in her prayer, for her thoughts were far above her own situation. In glorying, she gloried in the Lord. What a wonderful example she is to us all. Thank you for listening.